It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, brought to you by Dr. Randy Walker, Simple Simons, Ayers Cleaners, and Leopard Care Clinic, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
With the 18th,
no.
I had to press okay.
We're not back.
I didn't see the okay. You're good to go.
Well, you pointed.
I know. It's my fault. I'm keeping all this in, actually. Okay. Go ahead.
That's great.
All right.
All right. We're back with the 18th episode of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Tony getting ready to wrap up some football and get into basketball season. Looking forward to it. A little change this week. We're going to release this Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be on the radio Tuesday evening at 5 o'clock prior to the Tuesday night Lady Leopard game with Horatio.
Yeah, around then, around 5.
Yeah, around 5.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, so moving it from Friday to Tuesday for the radio, and we're doing that so we can make sure that we're not talking about something mm-hmm. that hasn't happened. Yeah. It's already happened by the time you hear it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're going to only be behind 1 week, and that's this week.
We get Tuttle on. We'll explain all that.
Yeah.
He's very good at that time machine stuff.
Time warp.
Yeah.
Well, boy. You know, Ashdown, man, an incredible run that probably, I mean, estimate 160 high school football teams in Arkansas would have given to have the run that they had. It came to an end this weekend, but they had a great year. Mm-hmm. And now basketball starting, which is exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. It really is. No action last week due to Thanksgiving, but this week got a lot of action. Talk about the Leopards starting out. Tony, Leopards tomorrow night, Tuesday night, play at Horatio.
Yeah, that's going to be our Southwest Arkansas Shelter Insurance, Jeff Woods Agency, game of the week.
That's nice. Exactly right. And it's going to be a great game. I'm telling you, if you want a seat, you better get there early. That place will be packed.
We'll go in, and the place they have set us up to do radio, somebody will be sitting there.
Yeah, probably. That's exactly right.
And refuse to get up.
That's exactly right.
Well, you know, it's looking like it's going to be two great ball games, Greg. Of course, our Leopards are 0-2, could easily be 2-0.
Yep.
And the Horatio Lions are 1-4, and our Lady Leopards undefeated, and Horatio Lady Lions are 2-2. But you look at the common opponent, which is Causatot. The Leopards lost to Causatot 76-72. The Lions lost to Causatot 65-28. And then the Lady Eagles, of course, lost to our Lady Leopards 59-58. Or
maybe
it could have either, or it might have been 61-56. And the Lady Lions lost to Causatot 29-28 in a defensive struggle. So it looks like, I mean, there's going to be a lot of excitement in the gym. If they were playing checkers tomorrow night, there'd be a lot of excitement in the gym. But it's really going to be a happening.
Yeah, and, you know, it's something that we've talked about that, in other sports, too, that we just think is going to be good for our area.
Yes.
These teams here, you know, why don't we play each other? Let's play each other, and we're doing it.
How many times have you and I heard that when we're talking to the average fan? Why aren't we playing the teams that are close by? And there's some things that have to do with that are beyond our control. One, you can only play who wants to play you. But two, you know, the AAA assigns, well, in the football season, they assign 70% of your schedule.
That's exactly
so,
right.
But there are some things that we can probably do as well to make that better.
Yeah, I think it's just – great that we're going to play somebody 8 miles away, you know, and all these teams around here, we need to be playing each other, you know, whether it's Dirks and Causatot River, which we'll talk about later, or Horatio and DeQuain, whatever it is, these close games, let's play each other. The crowds are great. The games are always good. There's a lot of excitement. I mean, I'm going to tell you, when DeQuain and Causatot River played, you know, it was – probably couldn't have been a more exciting game.
And it was both crowds were very exuberant and
good way.
I don't know where that came from, but so but you know, it was a great atmosphere. I guess that's what I'm looking to say.
Yeah.
And when you play these local games, that's what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about in the last podcast, you know, Leopards travel to Fairview, or Fairview travels to the Leopards, and there's 20 people on the visitor's side. Yeah. And if you go to Fairview, there's about 20 people on the home side,
that's
too.
Right.
And it's just... We can play a great basketball game and nobody's excited about it.
That's right.
So
it's like playing, you know, when you hear the ball bouncing, you can hear the echo.
Yes.
There's not enough people in the gym.
That's a great point.
And we've been there.
We have.
We've been there. But anyway, to kind of finish up talking about the Leopards and the Lions, and both Lady Leopards and Lady Lions too, when I say that, you know, they're going to play each other Tuesday night. Then they're both going to be in the Savage Classic this week.
Yes.
So, you know, we may see them again.
We very well may see them again. You know, Lady Leopards and Leopards traveled to the Savage Classic last year. It wasn't very good to us. We took a couple of spankings over there, and it's a very good tournament with very good competition.
It really is. McCurtain County has some good basketball.
Yes.
And we better be ready to play when we go over there. You know, I know that I talked to Coach Spears a little bit yesterday, but didn't have a definitive time for the games for that Friday and Saturday. So
as prepared as Logan Lindley was. He's already got times for the Leopard Classic that they're playing over here at the Coliseum in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
We've already got times.
Yeah, we've got that.
Really appreciate Logan.
Yeah, we really do appreciate that. Well, anything else you got on the Leopards and Lady Leopards?
No, I'm just looking forward to being down there tomorrow.
All right, me too. Can't wait. Let's go on and
talk about Harris Drug and Gifts.
Let's do it.
205 DeQueen Avenue, 870-584-3522. Thank you for reminding me, Greg.
No problem.
Hometown Pharmacy, been family ran at DeQueen for over 50 years. Your usual pharmaceutical finds, plus much, much more, like essential oils and home goods. Razorbacks Corner, full of all that Razorbacks merch, just in time for the basketball season and holiday season, rather, as well. So merch for the whole family, gifts for everybody, including the baby, home decor, toys, locally made goods, bridal registry, free gift wrapping, free local delivery. They have it all at Harris Drug and Gifts.
And they go up above and beyond.
They do.
Free local delivery, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they've got a new service. If you need help with your pill planters,
mm-hmm.
they'll come to your home and fill those pill planters out.
That's right.
For a small fee. Anywhere in the area.
Yeah, absolute. Just a great, great service that they offer, for sure.
Yeah.
They bring you the Cossetot River Talk, and we also have Jeff Tuttle to talk about the Dirks. And filling in for Philip Fields, we have a very special guest. It's Jeff Tuttle again. He's doing both.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And Jeff... Again, week off for Thanksgiving. Hope everybody's not too full of turkey when we get back to basketball.
There's a turkey sitting in here. Okay.
yeah, that's right. Outlaws and Lady Outlaws, you know, both 1-0 going to Cossetot to play the Eagles and Lady Eagles. You know, they've played 9-10 games, and Outlaws and Lady Outlaws one game each. You know, that's the only game that each one of these teams have this week, but a big game.
Yeah, Greg, that's what I was going to say. Once again, Tony done the homework for me. I didn't have to, but you look at one game apiece for the Outlaws and Lady Outlaws. The Eagles and Lady Eagles, they've got their season rolling with 9 games and mm-hmm. 8 games. But just touching on football real quick, that'll change for the Eagles as they've got a football program started. You're not going to get that head start on everybody like you usually do. But, you know, they're into their season. They're executing game plans. And, you know, the Outlaws and Lady Outlaws are still just getting started. They've got a lot of things to work out.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we noticed when the Leopards and Lady Leopards played up there. I mean, you can tell the difference between the 7th, 8th, 9th game, 10th game versus the 1st or 2nd game.
Yeah.
A lot of difference there. And like you said, just things to work out, just knowing what somebody's going to do in a game situation. It's not like practice. It's a little different. And so, you know, that's going to be one of the things the Outlaws are going to have to overcome if they're going to play with the Cossetot River, because they're like you said, they're rolling and going.
Yeah, and talking about being comfortable in the system, having those games behind you. You know, the Outlaws and Lady Outlaws, as we touched on last week, both have new coaching staff. You know, so they're still trying to get familiar with the game plan and everything that's going on. I know they've worked on it all summer, but game time's a lot different than practice.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that.
Yep, it really is. And you know, one of the things that I was just going to ask you about with the Outlaws, you know, you got a lot of football players moving over to play basketball, and so I just wondered out of the starting five, how many football players?
Andrew Mack would be one of them. You know, he sat out last week.
Right.
He injured his ankle last football game of the season. And now I'm not positive on this, but from what I heard last week, they were going to keep him out of this game, you know, precautionary. And because, you know, they got some conference games starting early this year.
So. Yeah, and he's a great basketball player.
Jordan Hill starts for the basketball team. Trying to think of who, you know, I've only seen him play one time.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. Well, I mean, I didn't mean to put you on the spot,
yeah.
but there's a significant presence of football players on the basketball team.
Yeah.
And so my point is they got to make that transition too. And there is a transition there.
Oh, yeah, they're still playing football right now.
Yeah.
You know, when you're nine games in, you're not necessarily tackling people like they are right now. But. Yeah.
Well, and Cazatot's more than nine games in. They've been hard to tell how long they've been practicing basketball before they played those nine games.
That's true. Well, they started when school started, if not before. Year round. So you know, and that, you know, that's just part of it. I mean, and like you said, for long they won't be doing that either. But I think that one of the things that we have to look at here is that, you know, you got. Not inexperience, but lack of playing time this year compared to a significant amount of playing time and how that's going to affect the game. You know, I think that, you know, I think we saw it. And you look at the, when you look at the, let's talk about the girls, that Lady Outlaws and the Lady Eagles. I mean, Lady Eagles just big inside. I mean, they've got a, Carterby and Richardson, I mean, two really, really good inside players. And how do you think the Lady Outlaws will combat that?
Well, to start with, I can tell you none of the Lady Outlaws are coming off of football season.
No.
But before I get an angry parent texting me, Drew Tedford also starts for the Outlaws and
okay.
coming off of football.
Yeah.
Okay, now I can move on since I'm free from all that ammo that was going to be fired at me.
I got you.
Now, the Lady Outlaws, they're going to press the whole game. I mean, it might be a half-court trap at some point, but they're going to pressure the ball, and that's something they hadn't been doing the last few years. And I think I may have touched on that last week after their game where they said they were tired, but they wasn't as tired as the other team at the end of the game. So, you know, I'm sure the Lady Eagles have, you know, they play a lot of basketball. That's not going to be anything new to them, but it just depends on how you execute and if you – hit your spots and trap in the corners where you need to and everything else.
Yeah, and, you know, and I think Tony would probably agree with this. I think in the Lady Leopards and Lady Eagles game, it was probably more a cumulative effect of the press than it was any one time. You know, we didn't go on like a 10-point run, just stealing the ball every time. But just, you know, you just wear them down when they've got to bring that ball up the court against that pressure continually. And that's probably the same thing the Lady Outlaws are trying to do. Because I'm telling you, once they get that ball inside, those two girls are tough to stop. You can't stop. I mean, we didn't stop them.
No.
Richardson had 29 points.
Yeah.
And I think Carterby had like 14, 16, something like that. So really, really, really good Lady Eagles team. You know, when you look at the Eagles, they're led by Loving, and I can't remember his first name, but
Dustin
Loving, and is that really true?
Yes.
So we know two Dustin Lovings.
Make for a good name for a country music star.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah, but good. Yeah, but anyway, I mean, great point guard, and I'm gonna tell you, when the game was on the line, he took over.
That's exactly right. That was the thing that impressed me about him. When they needed somebody to take charge, You know, he was kind of the guy who distributed the ball around, but when they needed somebody to really step up and put the game away, that's who it was.
Yeah.
What about Braylon Rawls? Did they get anything out of Braylon Rawls?
No.
He might have been hurt. I know he got hurt earlier in the year, they said. But
their big guy, his name escapes me, was in foul trouble the entire game. I mean, he was pretty dominant when he was in there.
If I'm not mistaken, that'd be Henry Evans.
Henry Evans, yeah. He was.
That's a classic name in itself.
Yeah, it really is. But he was in foul trouble, so we really didn't get to see the full effects of him when he was in there. He played really well, but he only probably played less than a quarter total, and was in real foul trouble. So, you know, again, another game. Teams 20 miles apart. You know, it's just going to be an amazing atmosphere up at Costot River.
And you know, we don't know what will happen, but I mean, that's a good test for both Outlaw teams early in the season before you get into conference play. That's the type of games you want. Something that, I mean, you might not come out on the winning side, but you know what to expect on down the road.
Yep, that's exactly right.
DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Vet Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West here in DeQueen, 870-642-8387.
Vets.
Yes. And over in Ashdown at the Veterinary Clinic, 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, 870-898-5181. To book an appointment today, they have all of your pets' vets' needs taken care of in Southwest Arkansas.
That's exactly right. They cover all of Southwest Arkansas from large to small animals.
Yes.
Everything you got from a giraffe to a rat.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
All the way down. Huh?
Yeah, they'll do them all.
Yeah.
They'll take care of every one of them. Dr. Martin, excellent care for your animals. And you know, the thing about it is, he's even nice to you when you go in.
Yeah, that's very rare.
Yeah.
That's very rare. Because often you want to tell a vet, you know, you go in there, all right? I'll be in when I'm ready.
Yeah.
You know? You go ahead and take your pants off.
That's exactly
Jerry
right.
Jerry Seinfeld has a whole spill on that.
It's
awesome.
It's great. It's great. But sometimes I put a pickle right next to me. You know, it's like butcher paper.
All right. Yeah.
Because they want to package me up to go.
That's all right. Exactly right. But whatever you need for your pets, the Queen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Vet Clinic, they've got it all. You know, if you need a spay, neuter, heartworm medications, all the vaccinations that you need. If you know anything happens, I mean, and you can call them and they're there.
Yeah, and my favorite part about, and I go to DeQueen Animal Hospital here, and they just remember me. They remember my pets' names. They remind me. They send me things in the mail about appointments and all that kind of stuff. So they're very, very, it's like a small town atmosphere. They remember your name. They remember your pet's name. How's Monkey doing? That's the name of my cat. Mm-hmm. And I love that. So.
So you name your cat Monkey?
Monkey, yeah.
So what would you name a monkey? Pig?
No. Come on. That monkey would be Monkey. That's, and then a pig would be Monkey, and
I just named
everybody's monkey.
Okay, I got
in
you.
My house. That's
I got
right.
you. But hey, they're really great, and don't forget them. Located out west of town.
That's right.
In DeQueen, and right in the middle of town in Ashdown.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
all of Southwest Arkansas taken care of, and it all makes sense because we have Jim Cross on the phone to talk about the Ashdown Panthers season and the upcoming basketball season. So let's get to it.
Jim, how you doing today?
Greg, I'm pretty good. You know, I'm going to tell you something. Harding County is pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, we, you know.
That's your professional assessment of Harding Academy? Yeah.
I listened to you and Daryl Friday night. Y'all did a great job. Wasn't the result that the Panthers wanted, but I'm going to tell you something. The Panthers had an excellent football season, and there's a lot of teams in Arkansas that would
absolutely
like to be in
right
where Ashdown was.
Yeah, you got to go back to the senior leadership guys after we lost, five out of six. That the seniors just kind of kept them together, and Caleb Blankenship, Nash Brown, Tramiel Williams, Carson Horn, Wyatt Jones, Grayson Porter, those guys, kept them together. And Caleb Blankenship, I think I said him as well. I mean, a lot of guys just kept believing and stayed positive, kept working, and it paid off at the end. And unfortunately, I wouldn't say unfortunately, Harden Academy, I'm telling you guys, they were fun to watch. I mean, they would run five wide receivers, and we couldn't get to the quarterback. And, I mean, just, you know, so the quarterback gets all the credit, but the offensive line did a fantastic job. And he threw to, I think, six different receivers in the first half. I mean, my goodness.
Jim, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, I just going to say, we don't have six receivers on the team.
I
mean,
I understand.
And, you know, to have that kind of depth is just amazing.
Well, I think that's one. They're intentionally that way. They look to be that way. You know, one of the things that I want to talk about Harding Academy is I listened to the game is what I appreciated about them is, you know, they didn't score in the second half.
No.
They took a knee in the first half when they could have scored another touchdown.
Yes.
And then, you know, actually showed some sportsmanship.
They did.
You know, we don't get to see a whole lot of that a lot of times, and I appreciate that from them. Really, you're gonna pick them to win state now.
I tell you guys, them and Elkins is going to be a well of a matchup. We played Elkins last year, and they're similar kind of skill set. You know, they have a quarterback. The white kid, and then I mean the Dean kid, and he's a quarterback, and then you got Chairs at running back, and they've got three or four receivers too. Now the difference I think is that Elkins doesn't have Wyatt Simmons on defense,
right?
And it might be a 65-56 game. I mean, it's going to be a high scoring deal, but it would be fun to watch. But I would think Harding would be pretty tough to beat, guys.
Well, we're going to go with Nash Brown as our Panther. Player of the game, Horatio State Bank Panther player of the game with 12 tackles. Jim, and you'll be happy to know that our Pilgrims pride player of the area is Wood Walton, 6 catches, 137 yards, and a touchdown. Panthers just had a great season. Did they make you sing a cappella up there?
Yeah, well, it was kind of hard to do my last 102.1, but Daryl and I got kind of emotional, guys.
I'm telling you, y'all, it was a great run, and especially when you're listening and y'all get the first touchdown, I'm thinking they're going to do it again. They're going to pull off something special, and that's probably what you all are thinking too. Harding Academy, I mean, they're a tough customer.
Yeah, they really are.
You know, when you play guys like that, it, you guys have the same kind of situation at the Queen when you're playing somebody that's better than you, and so you want to run the ball, you want to control the clock, but we couldn't do that. We couldn't. So to score, we had to throw deep, and that just kind of fell right into our lap. So that gave them more possessions, more opportunities. Your clock is stopping because you can't out shoot out Harding Academy.
No.
And so once that came to fruition, that we couldn't run the ball at all.
Right.
And in the last 4 or 5 weeks, we've been run all over people. So Wood had a big game, which was great, but Grayson couldn't do much. Ty Marks didn't do much rushing, and they were killing our plow package. it was pretty. So, you know, hats off to their defense as well. And Wyatt Simmons, like I say, that Paul Simmons' son, who's going to Arkansas. I mean, it was pretty obvious to see why he's going to Arkansas.
Yeah, well, we heard you talking about him Friday night, and I know he's got to be a great player. Just for 1 second, just could talk about a little bit about 7-4A. All the teams are out now. I was a little bit surprised the Arkadelphia got beat.
Yeah, I was too. I knew Rivercrest had a good squad, but I thought that Arkadelphia was, you know, from top to bottom. Now they didn't have a Jalen Dupree, and they didn't have that guy. But I thought from 1 to 22, offense and defense, they were as solid as they come.
And they wasn't even close, really. 36-12.
No, I was shocked by that.
Yeah,
especially on defense, I thought it might be a low scoring affair. But to give up five, I didn't know anybody could score 5 touchdowns on Arkadelphia.
I just found it interesting because I thought, you know, I really thought that after the way they played through 7-4A, they would probably be back close to the title game again. I guess, you know, they did get to the quarterfinals, but you know, it looked like just wanted your thoughts on that, because I thought that and you know, I think Harding Academy is probably as good a shot for the state title as any team at this point in time in 4A.
Yeah, you know, going into the game, they had the closest game was 17 points. And so, you know, they're averaging 45 points a game, giving up 17. So, I mean, I would, if I had to put some money down, I would put it on Harding Academy. Now Warren's got a good squad as well, but on the other side of the bracket. But I feel like you're going to have to score 55 to beat them.
Yeah.
Well, brother, are you ready to move on to Panther basketball?
Yeah, I am. Got to go talk to Coach Backus and Coach Hubbard and see what they got going, and looking forward to doing that as well. And it'll be a fun season. We won't be very deep on either side, but I think our girls team is better from talking to Coach Hubbard. So she feels like they can compete a little bit better this year than last year. Got a few more girls, and
we'll probably see you a couple times next week at the Leopard Classic tournament. I think Ashdown's teams are in that.
Okay, well, good deal.
Yeah,
good
so deal. We'll save you a spot, maybe all a little right. food in the hospitality room.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. There you go.
There man, you you've go. Been great all season. To
enjoy those peanuts. Update.
Yes. man, congratulations to the Panthers on a great season.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate all the great support, and I've heard a lot of compliments in the area that from the parents, and especially about how much lifting up our kids has meant to our community. So from awesome. The Ashdown community, we say thanks.
Well, we appreciate that, and then you're a big part of that, Jim. We look forward to talking to you about basketball in the coming weeks.
Hey, sounds great, guys.
Have a good week.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Walker Family Clinic and the Walker Enterprise at large.
777 Walker Family Clinic has you covered 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And if it's after hours, you can call 584-3000, option 6, and you can actually speak to somebody.
A person?
A person. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Unbelievable coverage, unbelievable clinic. They specialize. I say they specialize. They're a multi-specialty clinic.
Yeah.
Which means they do everything.
Everything.
And they're good at it all.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what it means. The DOT physicals, drug screens, workers' compensation, employment and pre-employment physicals, wound care, fracture care and casting, joint injections, minor skin lacerations. Does that include pulling a bullet out?
I believe it does.
It does.
Yeah.
IV fluids and antibiotics, x-rays, ultrasounds, EKGs, lab testing. They do it all.
So much more.
And just, you know, they're just so helpful when you go out there. And so
absolutely.
Friendly. They're so good to you. Yeah.
They are so friendly up front. It is awesome. Every time you go in, you feel like you're just talking to people that you know.
That's exactly right. And so appreciate them so much for being our sponsor. And, you know, that's not the only thing they got.
No, they don't, because they have the Leopard Care Clinic as well by Dr. Randy Walker. Their goal with Leopard Care Clinic is to help improve the lives of DeQueen School District children and faculty by bringing them essential services to when and where they need the most. That's on campus, my friends. So Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., Leopard Care Clinic supports student success because healthy students are better learners.
Also helping out with everything, Simple Simon's Pizza. Mm. They have dine-in, carry-out, delivery. Unlike what you were talking about, Greg, you can't speak to anybody at any time because you're going to have your mouth full of this mouth-watering pizza.
Yes.
That's y'all exactly like to talk right. about some of those things?
Yeah, I would love to talk about some of them.
You want to talk about the wings, don't you?
The wings are excellent.
Now, when I get the wings, I always get the large size, and I say, why did I do that? Because who wants a small order of wings?
Yeah.
The small order is more than enough, though.
Yeah, I know.
Get the large size if you're going to be sharing it.
Yeah.
Because I've eaten the large wings before. And
yeah.
Yeah.
They have a buffet.
Yes, sir.
They have lots of pizzas with Supreme, all kinds of mm-hmm. vegetables. Mm-hmm. I do not order those, but somebody out there wants to.
Yeah, yeah. You can even get a salad if you're into that kind of stuff.
What?
Yeah.
Salad's pizza.
None of us. None of us eat salad, but Tony may now. But
yeah. Everybody always makes fun of my salad because I do claim a salad. If I go to the salad bar, and get ham.
Pepperoni, yeah. Croutons, ham.
Ham, ham, cheese, eggs, some ranch.
Yep, perfect.
And if a lot of people are looking, yeah. I'll throw a piece of lettuce on there to make okay. it look.
Where are the bacon bits at? Where are the bacon bits at?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. But their pizzas are amazing. You know, let's talk about this for a second. We hadn't talked about it in a little while. Their sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
They're just great.
They are.
Yeah, they're really great. And they're all the time. Their buffet is unbelievably priced at $8.99. Just can't beat it. And then if you're having a party, you can't cook it for yourself or what they'll make.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, and we're heading into tailgate party season with the college football playoffs coming up, Super Bowl coming up.
That's right.
So holidays.
Yeah.
Y'all had me and Tyler at party.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Bring that stuff too?
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And we just appreciate them so much.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing we got to talk about is Ayers Cleaners.
Indeed.
After you go to Simple Simon's and you're Tony Stowers and you get marinara sauce all down your shirt, yeah. you take it off, put on the other shirt you have in your car,
yeah.
and you take that shirt down to
whatever Ayers works, Cleaners. Baby.
That's yeah. right. That's right.
Greg acts like everybody doesn't carry two shirts.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. I do the Simple Simon's Air Cleaners shuffle a lot because I get the wings and then I eat them in bed. And I use my comforter as my napkin. So often I have to take the old comforter to Air's Cleaners.
I was in college once.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But they do a great job with all the clothes,
mm-hmm.
Whatever you need. If you want them clean, if you want them dry clean, however you want them, they do it good. They're open 7:30 to 5:30 on Monday through Friday, 9 to 12 on Saturdays. And just great people to help us out. One other thing we need to talk about is the Dirks Clinic that the Walkers have. They also have a clinic over there. And for all, if you're in Howard County over in Dirks, go see them over there. They're right there on Main Street.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I know we are going to sit down and talk about Foreman, the Foreman basketball program. What's going on with it?
Well, Gators off to an 0-5 start. Lady Gators off to a 1-4 start. But they get an Odin Timberwolves team at home Tuesday that neither team has won a game between them. The boys and girls are both 0-8. So we're hopeful that the Gators will – I mean, that gym down there is a tough place to play. I guess they call the football stadium the Swamp. I'm not sure if they got a nickname for their basketball gym or not. I don't know about that. But it's a tough place to play.
It is.
So the Odin Timberwolves may be leaving their 0-9 on both ways. And then Friday, they travel to Murfreesboro. Now, Murfreesboro's boys, they haven't played because, I'm sure they expected to go a round or two deeper in the football playoffs. So I think that'll be Murfreesboro's first ball game, and the Lady Rattlers are 0-1. So we're hopeful that the Gators will get their first win. The Lady Gators will get their second win.
Very cool.
And guys, we got a new team to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
The Legacy Academy Warriors.
The Warriors.
And the Lady Warriors.
Yes.
They're basketball, and they've been playing for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Boys are 3-4. The girls are 6-3. Oakley Lofton, double-double machine,
mm-hmm.
just so you know. Every game. Tonight, they're playing Columbia Christian. And then Friday night, they're playing Abundant Life. Both those games are away this week.
Yeah.
Looking forward to talking more with them about their teams and what's going on with them.
They're always a force. And last year, who was on their team that was
like Ethan Gallagher?
Ethan Gallagher was absolutely tearing that.
He was one of the leading scorers, not only in Arkansas but in the nation.
Yeah. Yeah, he really was. He was great.
Had the chance to talk to him on the show once, and smart. Young kid got his academics in order too, and not to mention just on the court.
Through a coincidence that really worked out well for the Warriors, Leopards and Lions and Warriors mm-hmm. all show up for the Genoa Christmas tournament mm-hmm. down there, and Legacy walked away with everything, best out of the eight teams that were down there,
mm-hmm.
and beat both the Leopards and the Lions along the way.
Yeah,
so just a. They got a solid basketball program at Legacy.
Yep, and looking forward to covering them and talking to them more about their season as we move more into basketball.
Absolutely.
Well, that wraps up the local sports, football, and the what's coming up in basketball this week. But we got some fun things we want to talk about. We got a little bit of time left.
Yeah.
Kind of a slow week with Thanksgiving. So, Tony, you want to start it off?
Well, I've got the of course, five of the seven divisions are playing their state championship. Actually, it's four, I think, of the seven divisions. Maybe five. No, it's four. of the seven divisions are playing their state championship this week. So I thought it'd be fun to pick these state championship games, and we'll get together next week, and the guy who is the loser will probably have to buy lunch at Simple Simon's.
Sounds good to me.
That puts pressure on me to win.
I like free meals.
So I'm looking at 7A here. State championship game is going to be Saturday, December 2nd at noon. And two teams that are real familiar with each other, Bentonville and Fayetteville.
You know,
Bryant not there.
No, you know what?
For the first time in who knows how long.
It's been a while, 5 years or so anyway,
easy,
right?
Yeah.
You know, I think one of the things that I see here from the – and looking at it overall before we start all this is – we've went back, you know, we had kind of a Central Arkansas theme for a while with Bryant, especially being so dominant.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're back to the Northwest Arkansas and the private schools.
Yeah.
As you look in each one of these divisions, it's kind of went back to, you know, and so, you know, looking at this game, you know, everybody at the first of the year thought Bryant and Conway in this division were going to be slugging it out for the state championship. You know, Bentonville beat Bryant.
Shellacked them.
Yeah, 52-35. And then Fayetteville over Conway. So you got two Northwest Arkansas teams. You know, and I know who I'm going with. Do you want me to pick first?
It doesn't matter. We'll just go.
As long as you don't steal my reason for picking mine.
Well, okay. you go first, and then I'll go first, and he'll go first, and we'll just go around.
Okay.
Okay. So
I'll go first with this one, and I'm going to pick the Fayetteville Bulldogs.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. See there? I think their quarterback, Lindsey, is a descendant of a hog great.
You're going to love my reasoning.
Yep. And
does it have to do with their mascots?
No.
All right. It has to do with where the game will be played.
Yep.
You want me to go?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Go ahead. We'll go around the table.
I'm going with Bentonville. I mean,
I figured y'all both would.
You put three scores distance between you and Bryant. Bentonville's been consistent all season. I'm going to go with Bentonville.
Okay, where's the game being played?
War Memorial.
Miracle on Markham, 2010. Casey Dick, head coach for Fayetteville. I'll take Fayetteville.
I feel a lot better about my pick now.
Come on, guy. My reasoning is better than what we experienced with Tyler showing us how he picked the games just a little earlier.
Yeah, I will have to agree with that.
Yeah. Because he liked the color of their uniforms.
Because right, he knew what animal could beat up another animal.
That's right.
I'll tell you, Little Rock Christian got my Benton Panthers 42-35, and then Greenwood put it on Pulaski Academy 56-26, and that leaves us with a Friday, December 1st, 6A state championship between Little Rock Christian and Greenwood. That game's at 6:30, and it's my turn to pick first, and I'm just upset with Little Rock Christian, so I'm going to pick Greenwood.
I am going to pick Greenwood as well, not because I know anything about either one of these teams, but because former Arkansas Razorback Tyler Wilson played at Greenwood.
You going to make it unanimous?
I am.
Okay.
Greenwood's going to win that game. They're just too dominating.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've been that way for all season long.
Yeah.
So don't see a problem with that. Moving down to Class 5A, which we're familiar with, you know, you've got, of course, Little Rock Parkview mercy ruled another team. It happened to be the same Camden Fairview that they mercy ruled earlier.
Do you remember
earlier.
Somebody that looks and sounds a lot like me making a prediction maybe 10 weeks ago in this podcast? What was that prediction, Greg Rebels?
That they would be number one. overall. And
that they would not be in a game that didn't get to the 35 points.
That's right. And they hadn't been there yet.
Nope.
And it's my turn to pick first.
It is.
And I also remember that prediction.
And here's what we could all say at the same time. Y'all ready?
Little Rock Park View.
You well, know the disturbing thing about this game, since we've got time to kill and we like to rant.
That Shiloh has to make the trip?
That Shiloh, I can remember when Shiloh was a 2A school. And now they're playing in the 5A.
Well, here's my advice for Shiloh. Great season, guys. We extend our congratulations. Save your gas money. Send one guy down there to get the runner-up trophy. Because we've seen Parkview.
That's right.
And not only are they the best team in 5A, they may be the best team in the state of Arkansas.
Oh, they are the best team in the state of Arkansas.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, if I'm not mistaken, I will say this. There's two things I will say. It would not surprise me if they did not mercy rule Shiloh, though.
Okay.
And also, Shiloh will be moving up to 6A next year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? It's crazy.
Well, and isn't it Pulaski moving up to 7A?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Doesn't help us out any.
No, doesn't help us out any because it moves the other teams down that we're still playing.
That's right.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Moving over to 2A, right?
Yep.
Next one.
Hey, Jeff, you glad you didn't have to go to Bigelow?
I kind of wanted to go there because I've never been, but I was only going to go watch the Outlaws play, and we didn't get to make the trip.
I'll tell you what, Bigelow.
See you next year, Bigelow.
Must be all that in a bag of chips.
Yeah, they're really good. I mean, Mark Tree, who we thought was pretty good after, you know, they beat Murfreesboro, they beat Hazen, the state champ from last year. We thought they were pretty good, but Bigelow just put it on them, 36-20. East Poinsett County, that's Lepanto, right?
I have been there.
That's Lepanto, yeah. Right? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Showed up 4 hours early for a game once.
Yeah, you had a lot to do, didn't you?
They have a nice refreshment stand there.
Yeah. Anyway, that game's going to be Friday at noon.
Yep.
And Bigelow versus East Poinsett County. Is it me?
Yes, you picked first.
Me? Okay. I'm going to go with an upset, and I'm going to pick East Poinsett County here.
Okay.
So you're keeping up with all this, right?
I am.
Okay.
I'm keeping up with it.
And I'll tell you why. You want to know why?
Sure.
Because their running game is going to dominate Bigelow. I really believe that.
Well, I think Bigelow's had the better season and have probably beat the better teams. I could see it going the other way, though, but I've got to go with Bigelow.
I went with Bigelow myself. Didn't get to see him play, unfortunately. But
or fortunately.
Yeah, or fortunately. But, yeah, I went with Bigelow on this one. And I'll be honest, I could care less either way. we're not playing in it. I don't care.
Well, we're doing this for fun.
Man. I probably would go watch it if it wasn't at noon on Friday.
And you know, we all came
into this.
What are
you going to be doing at noon on Friday?
Yeah. And thanks for having me. I'll see y'all later.
Hey, all of us came in here with some connections to other schools.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, me with Benton, and you've got family in Conway, and you know, you got – Jeff getting these texts from Murfreesboro.
And Mineral Springs.
Yeah, and Mineral, that's right. But none of them got through the gauntlet, you know, and I even made the prediction that Benton really had I thought they had a shot to win 6A, but they don't even get to the state championship. So just goes to show you the state of high school football in Arkansas altogether, pretty strong.
Yeah, it really is. And we'll talk about 4A and 3A next week.
Right.
Because they're just, I mean.
And that'll come in the cumulative stats. We're not going to declare a winner next week. No. Although I'll be 4-0. Okay. We won't declare a winner
next week. Okay. So my question to you, if you know this, is Prescott playing Boonville this week?
No, they play Mansfield.
Okay. So Prescott's playing Mansfield. Boonville's playing Glen Rose. Man, I'm going to tell you, that Glen Rose-Boonville game would be a game to see.
That's one of the only games close to us.
Yeah.
I mean, they play at Glen Rose and then –
Do you think they're playing for second place, though?
And then Prescott plays at home. That's the only local game, really.
I'm going to tell you that, you know, when I've seen, just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But then reading about Glen Rose and knowing what Boonville, the tradition they have up there, they're not going to go easy.
No, they're not.
It's not, you know, and it just depends on the day. Right. I think.
Are we picking semifinal games?
No, we're not picking those.
We'll pick the championship games.
Yeah, we'll just wait till the championship
for 3A and 4A.
We got enough, but we still got several games to go here, because we're going to do the college conference championship games too.
Well, you know, the playoff poll comes out tonight, and from what I can tell, there may be 8 teams in play. If you think Ohio State's in play. In the AP poll, Georgia's number 1 at 12-0. Michigan's also 12-0, number 2. Washington is 3rd at 12-0. And then Florida State, 4th at 12-0. I do think those will be the top 4 teams tonight in the polls. Oregon just out at 11-1. Ohio State's 11-1. Texas is 11-1. And Alabama at number 8 is 11-1. Probably Missouri at 9 is probably can't make the college football playoff. But you could make an argument for the 8 teams above Missouri. You everybody agree with that?
Yeah, if everything falls right.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I think so.
So it's going to come down to these conference championship games, which we're going to pick now.
That's right.
And the ACC game is on Saturday, Florida State versus Louisville. Louisville's had a real roller coaster season. They've either looked like world beaters or they've looked awful.
Yeah.
And Florida State's kind of the same way, although Florida State has muddled through and got to 12-0.
You know, interesting, I mean, that you talk about that, and I know I'm talking in generalities, but these games last weekend, teams that shouldn't have been close were close. And, you know, they call them rivalry games for a reason, but,
that's right.
You know, I'm thinking about Washington.
Yeah.
You know, Washington 12-0. But they beat Washington State on a last-second field goal.
And everything to play for. Yeah. They're playing to be in the playoff.
Yeah.
And Washington State is playing to beat Washington.
And just another game just that doesn't even have these implications. Talking about Oklahoma State and BYU. And BYU just beating the dog out of them.
Yeah.
But they ended up winning in overtime, luckily, you know, to go to the Big 12 championship game. Anyway, back to Florida State and Louisville. It's not my turn to pick. Mine. So
I'm going with the Seminoles.
Florida State. I mean, and like you said, I think they'll stay in the top 4. I don't think they can do much there with a backup quarterback going the rest of the way. I think they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Probably treading.
I just hope the playoff committee doesn't penalize them because they do have a backup quarterback. Yeah. And figure out a way, sorry, Coach Ernest, to get Ohio State in there.
Well, I think that I'm gonna go with my heart on these picks.
That always works out well.
Yeah, I know. but because what I want to see happen, I don't want Florida State to be in it.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Louisville because I think that knocks them out.
I lost to Louisville, knocks Florida State. Way maybe out of the top 10, I don't know, but
yeah, it'll knock them out, and that's the only reason I'm going with them is because I don't want to see Florida State there. I don't think Florida State's 12-0 is equivalent to any of these other teams 12-0.
I would agree with that,
and probably not Oregon, Ohio State, Texas, or Alabama's 11-1 even.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If Florida State does get beat, you bring a lot of teams back into the mix.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Oregon's back in the mix, depending on their game.
Yeah. Ohio State's back in the mix.
Texas and Alabama. I mean,
That's right.
Those
depending on how their games go.
Yeah.
So that's what makes these championship games so interesting. Pac-12, the last Pac-12 championship, as far as I know, because the Pac-12 is basically
nothing.
Yeah.
My turn.
Oregon State and Washington State. Yes.
Washington 12-0 versus Oregon 11-1. Oregon's only defeat came to the Huskies. Hard to beat the same team twice in a season. I'm going with the Ducks.
Mm.
Me too.
Me three. Right now, at this moment in time, Oregon's playing better than Washington.
That's right.
I just wish I knew what uniform they were wearing.
I don't think anybody knows that.
No. I'm going to tell you it's going to be ugly.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, SEC championship, and this could have big playoff implications if it goes the other way. The Bulldogs and the Tide That's going to be on Saturday as well. And as much as I would love to see Alabama win this game and just put chaos into this college football playoff thing, I don't know.
Well, I'm picking first, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to pick this one with my brain.
Okay.
And I'm picking the Bulldogs over Alabama. Alabama was extremely lucky to win against Auburn Saturday. They shouldn't have won that game. There's no way. I mean, you know, you're on 4th and 31 and you heave a pass up. Now, come on. I mean, that happens, what, once in a generation?
Yep.
I mean, but it happened. And I just think Georgia is superior athletically to Alabama. Now, I would love – you know, there's so many scenarios here that you can look at. Let's say Alabama beats Georgia by 3. Does Georgia stay in the top 4?
I would say yes.
That's right. Does Alabama move up in?
I would say yes. I think Washington or Florida State would have to lose for that to happen.
Well, is Alabama going to jump Oregon? Because Oregon's going to go in there.
Well, if they beat Washington.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're right.
You know,
yeah.
So assuming that if we say Oregon.
I'm telling you what, if I'm on that committee, I'm in fervent prayer this week that some of these things don't happen.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm kind of wanting the chaos.
Yeah.
Because I want to see what happens.
I want to see a 12-team playoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see very little way for Alabama to get into it. The only way I see for them to get into it is if you look at these top 4 teams that are 12-0, Michigan, Washington State, and Florida State all win theirs, and they beat Georgia by 2 touchdowns.
Convincingly, yeah.
Yeah. And that's the only way Alabama's going to move up because, you know, you got so many other teams there that
– Alabama, if they do get on Georgia, they'll keep their foot on the gas.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly right. So anyway, I'm going with Georgia.
I am going with Georgia as well. I just don't. I think they're the best team in the country. And
well, to borrow a couple of terms from y'all, I have too much chaos in my life and not enough fervent prayer. And Alabama was lucky to get out of the Iron Bowl with a win. No way they come out of the SEC/national championship game with a win. Georgia Bulldogs.
Now we're getting to some of these games that I may know a little more about than you guys.
Yeah.
You got Conference USA Championship. Marshall, 2 years removed from Conference USA, so I'm familiar with some of this. Liberty, who is undefeated, travels to New Mexico State, who is not, because Conference USA does the divisions thing, and it's the West turn to the host, even though – and that's why we're out of Conference USA. So I mean, Liberty's undefeated for a reason. I'm going to go with the Liberty Flames.
Give me Liberty or give me death.
You sure about that? New Mexico State beat the dog out of Auburn.
They did. They beat them at home, and then Auburn gave them a check for $1.8 million.
That's exactly right. You want to go with Liberty?
I'm taking Coach Freeze's players and Liberty.
Okay. I'm taking Liberty, too.
He tried to talk you out of it. You see what he tried to do there?
Sorry. Thank y'all for having me. See you next week.
All right. We move on to the Mid-American Conference Championship. Marshall, about 13, 14 years removed from that conference. Miami,
they've
Ohio.
Been in every conference except
the
SEC.
Have. Well, we haven't got an invitation to the SEC yet.
It's coming.
Yeah, I bet it is. It's in the mail. The MAC championship is Miami, Ohio versus Toledo. That they play that game at Ford Field in Detroit. That's going to be Saturday as well. Let me tell you what I have learned as a Marshall fan. I have learned as Razorbacks being my third favorite team fan. I'm going to tell you what I've learned when it's my turn to pick.
Who's the second favorite?
Playing West Virginia.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to tell you what I've learned. When these MAC teams and all these teams that we're getting to right now, when they play in a bowl game, you better tune in because it's going to be fun. I don't follow their championship games a lot.
Nobody cares about those bowls. Or if you at least read the tweets, you know, people act like they don't care about them. Here's the deal. Turn the channel. It's football. If you don't like it, turn the channel because I want to watch football.
I love them.
But you get one of these teams in a bowl, especially against the Power Five, they'll wear those Power Fives out.
Yep.
Since you're familiar with these teams, I want to ask Tony, who's the greatest quarterback to ever come out of Miami, Ohio?
Ben Roethlisberger.
I knew that's what he was going to say, and that's why I'm taking Miami, Ohio.
All right.
And I'm going to take Toledo.
And Greg Rocket has learned the same lesson I have. Do not bet against Toledo.
That's right.
He's also learned he can't beat me in this contest. He doesn't pick a different team.
I'm telling you what, man. I remember us meeting at War Memorial one day when I was at Benton. We met there, and the Razorbacks were playing the Toledo Rockets. And Toledo barely won the football game, but they wore Arkansas
That's
out.
Right.
They wore them out.
Ran all over them.
Yes, they did. You don't bet against the Toledo Rockets. All right, Big 12 championship. Logan Lindley very much tuned into this.
Wait a minute.
You didn't
pick.
Yes, I did. I picked Toledo.
Oh, I didn't hear
him. I didn't hear him.
I thought you don't bet against Toledo.
I thought he was going to share the rest of a story with us.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't bet.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go
Toledo,
ahead.
Toledo Rockets every – I mean, if they're playing
so this could
Georgia
be
this week, I wouldn't bet against Toledo Rockets. Do
this
I?
This could be the difference maker if I get this one right.
It could, but there's still five more games to bet.
So.
Big 12 championship. This is a big game for Texas. If there's chaos, it's not a big game for Texas if there's not. But I'm going to tell you one thing about the Cowboys. Oklahoma State would love to send Texas out of the Big 12 with a little parting gift, a little kiss, by beating them in the Big 12 championship. I believe they play this in Arlington, and that's going to be Friday. And, boy, so much of me wants to pick Oklahoma State here, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to pick the Cowboys for you, Logan, and I appreciate you beating the Mountaineers earlier.
Well, you stole my thunder there because I was going to get one with Miami of Ohio in the last one. I was going to give one back with Oklahoma State in this one because, once again, as a Razorback fan, I'll never pick Texas.
Well, this may be unanimous if I know my Greg Rebels.
Yeah, I'm not picking that. I'm not picking Texas either.
So everybody,
so we've come
panel
together as one over our hatred for Texas.
Oklahoma State's a 3-point dog or three touchdown dog, and we're all on board.
Well, I'd rather lose and buy lunch than pick Texas. I'm just telling you, that's just the way it is.
Big Ten championship. Big Ten still hasn't figured out how to get their divisions right, and so they can't have Ohio State and Michigan in their championship game, which would make sense to me. Go away through the division play and just take your top two teams. So it's Iowa and Michigan. I think they play that in Indianapolis on Saturday. Hawkeyes, they're one of those teams, 10-7, 13-9, 16-13. But it's not going to be that
35-0. That's what it's fixing to be.
I don't like
Michigan all the way.
I don't like to even sit down and watch a Big Ten game, and I watched a good one Saturday. I'll take the Wolverines.
Yeah, me too. Everybody's going with Michigan. The American, SMU and Tulane. Tulane right now lined up to be the G5 representative in the New Year's Day Bowls. But Tulane has won a lot of close games.
Yep.
And SMU is a pretty good football team.
Is it my turn?
It is.
I'm going with the green wave that wear blue.
It's like the bowling green that wear orange.
Yeah, that's right.
I've never figured it out.
Oh, yeah. You, man, don't get me started.
That's because they like Cleveland Brown.
Don't get me started on that.
Yeah.
I too have to go with the green wave. Although it would not surprise me if SMU wins this ball.
Well, I'm going to get another one up on y'all right here because I'm going for the first team to ever participate in the NIL back in the mid-'80s. I'm going with SMU.
I don't think they got Eric Dickerson anymore.
But they were decades ahead of themselves.
They were way ahead of the curve on that.
They were light years ahead.
Yeah. Near and dear to my heart, the Sun Belt Conference, the Appalachian State Mountaineers, and the Troy Trojans. Troy is just they're just a tough out. And that game is at Troy. They don't play that game at a neutral site. They play at the higher seed. And I just can't see Appy going in there and beating Troy, so I'm going to go with the Trojans.
Troy was a great warrior, but Appalachian State knocked off Michigan.
That was many moons ago.
D2.
Marshall beat Notre Dame last season.
I never forget.
It doesn't matter now.
I never forget stuff like that. If Citadel was playing, me and Greg would take them. I take Appalachian State in this one.
All right.
I'm going with Appy State, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. Well, you went against the guy who probably knows more about the Sun Belt than anybody in DeQueen.
I know.
We'll be the judge of that.
Well, you know what?
We'll see.
I can't pick Troy because of Michael Collins.
Oh, well, shout out to Michael. Michael Collins gets a shout out on the podcast.
Every week he picks Troy.
Yeah, he does. You're right.
And they lose every time he picks them. I'm sure he's going to pick them this week.
You know, the interesting thing about the Sun Belt Championship is the best team in the Sun Belt's not playing in the championship. James Madison is 11-1, but ineligible to play for the conference championship because they just moved up from 1AA. And I know they don't call it 1AA anymore. I'll forever call it 1AA.
Me too.
They had a great season, but they're ineligible for the conference championship. So they are going to get to play in a bowl game, though.
So James Madison just as well be Dolly Madison this week.
Well, when I was at Marshall, that's what we called him, was Dolly Madison. But they have really improved since then. And then the last is the Mountain West. Boise State kind of got off to a rough start this season, but they have been playing really well lately. Mm-hmm. And they'll travel to a UNLV team that has Arkansas ties. Don't they have an Arkansas coach?
Odom.
Dave Odom was the Missouri head coach.
Barry Odom.
Yeah. Then the defensive coordinator for Arkansas.
That's right.
Also had a Bobby Petrino as offensive coordinator for a day or two.
Yeah.
And then he left and went to A&M.
That paid off for him.
That game is in Vegas, baby.
even though they're not playing on the Outlaw Blue Field, I'll take the Bronx, Boise State.
All right.
I got to go with them, too.
All right. I really like to take UNLV at home.
You can set yourself apart from us right here.
Really? You've got that calculated out?
Yeah. you have no idea what's going on up here.
Me taking Troy didn't do that? I am going to take UNLV. I just think that...
That's the gambling side of it.
They've had a good season. And Boise State, they're kind of the brand in that game. You know, but I think UNLV is probably the better football team.
Well, I try to make some of my picks on those teams a little comedic in my reasons, but I know nothing about several of those.
Well,
there's nothing comedic when it comes to eating.
Yeah. Well, the Broncos are going to romp all over UNLV, whatever they are.
They're the running Rebs. The running Rebs.
They don't have Tark in the towel.
No, they
anymore.
Don't. That's right. That's exactly right.
For them.
That's exactly right. they got Odom out there, but actually. I'm with Tony. I just think Boise State's been playing really well lately.
They have.
They started off tough. But the thing about Boise State is it's kind of like the way Arkadelphia does in high school here. You know, they don't play pancakes the first two or three games. They go pick out, Alabama or somebody
LSU,
like that to play.
Somebody
they play some tough games. And they've won a few of those games over the years. But they lose them most of the time. But when they get in the conference seems to be a lot easier for them.
Yeah.
And we'll see how that goes.
My Boise State moment that I always remember is them beating Oklahoma in a bowl game.
Yeah.
On a trick play.
Yeah. Statue of Liberty, wasn't it?
Yeah.
you and Stacy both remember that.
Yeah, Stacy Fogdenberry gets a shout out on the podcast.
This was really
Stacy, if you'd like to come in next week and talk about your memory about Boise State beating the Spurs, we would love to have you.
That'd be great.
We enjoy the local flavor and giving those kids and coaches recognition, but this part of it was really fun this week.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it really is.
18 weeks in, we got to do something that I've wanted.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, I'm looking forward to a lot of good football this weekend.
Oh, my.
I mean, high school and college.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Well, that kind of wraps it up. We've kind of wrapped up football for high school football. And we'll talk about the state championships a little bit next week.
Right.
And then we're going to really delve into basketball full bore. And we appreciate everybody listening and hope that you'll continue to listen. Remember, there's a change. We're going to download the podcast on Tuesday. It'll be on KDQN on Tuesday afternoon sometime around 5 o'clock before the Lady Leopards game at 6. And we look forward to seeing you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.